Yesterday on the Brett Maga Show, if you missed it, we announced the Backpack Give Back. And this is so cool. Miller Furniture has stepped up and is going to help us distribute out backpacks full of school supplies for you, your kiddos, or if you know someone who's in need. One of the things that we all stress out about is making sure our kids have all the tools they need to be successful. That's something every parent's on their mind all the time. And I hate the fact that school supplies are so expensive. So we're going to be at the Miller Furniture in Fairview Heights on August 24th. So back to school is starting to happen and you feel like, man, I just feel my kid doesn't have the right backpack. They went back to school and the kids all feel different. Let's change it. We're going to have some awesome backpacks, really cool backpacks at the Miller Furniture in Fairview Heights. It's going to start at 9:30. It is first come, first serve, so we recommend you get there early. Please get there early. If you have to line up, line up. It's your kids' school supplies. We're going to give them out.
We are so excited to do this, and yesterday we talked a lot about it, but it's such an important message, too, that I wanted to say it again. When you come pick up a backpack, you do not need to explain like your story or your financial situation to us. We just want to be there for you. Like, we want to, you know, see you, give you a hug, maybe meet your kid if you want us to do so, give you a backpack, and just truly wish you the best school year possible. We know times are tough. We really just want to be there for you.
There is no judgment. It's actually a sign of strength.
Absolutely not.
That you're getting your kid everything they need to be successful. You're bravo, mom and dad.
Yes.
So see you at the Miller Furniture on August 24th. It's a Saturday, 9:30.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Pedal the Cause is something that we always get behind. It's always about this time of the year we kick things off. And the big weekend, I believe, is the weekend of the 20th, 21st of September. But we don't always like riding bikes. We're not all good at riding bikes all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could start giving back. What Car Shield and Fitz's Root Beer have done is teamed up with Pedal the Cause, and they're doing special, exclusive Pedal the Cause Root Beer.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
And what you could do is you could buy it at either location, either Fitz's locations. Fitz's Root Beer is good. It just sticks out to me.
Yeah.
And you could get them online as well. And then all proceeds, what's cool about Pedal the Cause and what I really like about it is all proceeds go back locally to Pedal the Cause, mm-hmm, to find a cure for cancer. Obviously, people that have been listening to Y98 for years know that Jen Myers is a big part of Pedal the Cause.
Yep.
And so if you're, you know, not around that weekend or not able to ride or whatever it is, there's other ways that you can give back. And I think this is a really cool opportunity that, you know, you're already buying. A lot of the people that buy Fitz's Root Beer, right? You're obsessed with it. It's always in your house.
Yep.
Do something different this month and make sure you're getting the exclusive Pedal the Cause Fitz's Root Beer to give back to Pedal the Cause.
I mean, Fitz's Root Beer is awesome, and now it gives back to such an important cause for Y98. But if you really think about it, everyone knows somebody who's been affected by, mm-hmm, cancer. And so what a great way to give back. This good news is brought to you by Together the Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account, with their new high yield checking account. Visit togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Dodgers. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is tomorrow at 7:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
If you were to wash your brain, like, that's a thing. You just, like, start scrubbing up your brain, got to clean that guy. Would you use hot or cold water?
I definitely would use cold water. I just feel like that, like, is a pure cleanse to your entire body. It just, like, refreshes it. It wakes you up, gives you that boost of energy. I feel like hot water equals stress.
You'll stress?
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. And they put that warm, you know, like when you go to like a spa, they put the warm, mm-hmm, towel on you. I don't know. Warmth equals stress.
Yeah, the hot towel's always,
yeah,
nice.
That's real, right. Nice. Yeah, that's,
I don't,
nice,
know. A cool towel is too, though.
Yeah.
No, I feel like the cold towels, when they put, like, when you throw up, and then you put a cold towel. You know, like, my mom used to always bust out the cold towel.
When you're sick, yeah.
I think a cold water on your brain would kind of wash you, wake you up, get you ready. I think warm water might scald your brain.
Oh, and, so you're worried,
you
know, about that?
Yeah, so I would be worried more about that.
I don't know
that.
If washing your brain's a thing, though, Kev. You're like, oh, it might scald the brain. Like,
no, I actually thought the same way, but scalding it in a good way where it would, like, burn out the bad stuff.
Whoa. Mm.
So I would want hot water.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the risk, Kev. I'm going hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Let the heat do the work.
Me too, man. I think you gotta go hot water.
Really?
Two things. One, everyone always tells you cold water wakes you up. It's better for your nervous system.
But no one actually does it.
But no one does the cold shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're one of the cold shower people and they go, oh, I always take a cold shower in the morning, and I always go, cool. Well, I don't have my life together.
Okay. Well, if I was to feel like a burning sensation going through my body, burning equals bad equals pain.
Yeah,
no.
But whenever you have like an infection or something or like
it's
whatever.
Hot.
No, but they tell you to put the warm compress on because it'll tone things down a bit.
When you wash your hands, it's always warm water.
Yeah.
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 And then I think it's the same for the brain.
You got to tone the brain down a little bit.
Yeah, I tried to do that.
My brain needs a cold cleanse. That's my prescription.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Caitlin.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you down to play Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
Are you going to get a W today?
I hope so.
All right. Cool.
Seems pretty fair.
I know, yeah. I like you're confident, but humble. I like that. So Hannah's homeschool is a pop culture pop quiz showdown. You versus Hannah. Hannah's leaving the room. She's already on her way, so she cannot hear the questions. I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same 5 question. Tie does go towards Hannah's record.
Okay. All cool.
Right. Elon Musk did a huge interview with Trump. People are saying they got billions of views. On what social media platform does Elon Musk own?
Twitter.
All right, we go to AB on this every single time. Are we counting it because we know it has a new name?
I would count that.
Okay, we would count it for Caitlin. If Hannah gives us that, we're not counting it.
That's right.
It's not his name anymore.
That's right. It's a dead name.
Yeah. But Caitlin, for you, we like you, so you get a point. Hannah?
Perfect.
She better bring the real name. Jimmy Kimmel says he is not sure late night TV shows will even exist 10 years from now. Name a late night TV host.
Can I say Jimmy Kimmel?
AB?
Sure.
Another point for Caitlin. Okay. According to Forbes magazine, this team is the first NFL team to be worth over $10 billion.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. What is Bugs Bunny famous for eating?
Oh, shoot. I haven't seen that show in so long.
Bugs is always eating and saying, what's up, Doc?
I am terrible. Carrots.
Okay, carrots is correct, by the way, just so you know. Random guess.
He's a rabbit.
And then which country artist will make the theme song for College Game Day?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, 3 out of 5. Not bad. And AB, a couple assists on that, too.
Yeah.
We'll bring in Hannah and see if she needs some assists here in one song.
Hannah's homeschool.
We're having fun for Hannah's homeschool here on the Brett Magus Show, where Hannah competes against our listener friend, Caitlin, who just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Hannah was sitting outside of the studio, sad and lonely and bored.
Facts.
She could not hear the questions that I just asked Caitlin, and I will let you know that your girl, your favorite person on the show, who is probably who?
My favorite girl on the show?
Favorite person.
Oh, AB.
Or favorite, maybe... I thought maybe we had to stick with girl, but no. Okay, so is AB for person, girl, everything? Every pronoun works for AB. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. She was very, very, very helpful for Caitlin. She
what?
Was definitely played against you, just so you
yeah.
know.
Well, maybe Kev's my favorite. And he'll help
you. Wait a minute. All right, I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, and we'll see how you do without AB's help. What social media platform does Elon Musk own? He recently just did a big interview with Trump that got 2 billion views.
X. Twitter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice job.
Nice job. Anna. Caitlin had said Twitter, and we said, does it count?
Nope.
And AB said it counts.
Yeah. Everyone still calls it that. Well, I get both, so
yes,
count
nice
and count.
Nice job, Hannah.
Double right. points, maybe.
Jimmy Kimmel says he is not sure late night TV shows will even exist in 10 years. Name a late night TV show host.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
That's correct.
Very well done.
I forgot what the question was. I didn't remember if you said Jimmy Fallon or if you said Jimmy Kimmel.
Because if you answered Jimmy Kimmel, that would be kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Caitlin, who did you say as a late night TV host?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh! Yeah, that was cheap.
And AB gave her the point.
Yeah. Right. And then I forgot. Who's that other guy? Bald. Well, not really bald. Jay Leno.
Not bold at all.
Yeah, and not doing late night anymore.
Yes, he has a full head of hair. Actually, he has really nice hair.
Well, anyway.
moving on. According to Forbes magazine, this team is the first NFL team to be worth $10 billion.
Dallas Cowboys.
That's correct.
Dang. Nice job, shout out the show because I'm watching it right now, making the team with DCC.
Well, yeah, bringing up the cheerleaders, but yeah, that's a big part of the team. What is Bugs Bunny famous for eating?
Carrots?
Yes. And which country artist will make the theme song for College Game Day?
Jelly Roll.
Five Whoa. For four.
Hannah, nice job.
Hannah does it. Great showing from Hannah. Caitlin, you got to say this is Caitlin and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Caitlin and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's home school.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
The first headline is, why does Costco check receipts? It's not for the reason you think it is.
What other reason could it be other than security?
Security is what you'd think, right? Like you're walking out of Costco, they check the receipt. They claim, according to Costco, it's to benefit you because they buy so many items in bulk. They said they make sure that you didn't overpay for anything because they scan so fast at Costco.
Oh, beep, 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 beep. What?
They just make sure that you didn't pay extra.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not buy at Costco.
No.
They're doing it for you.
They're just trying to make themselves look better by saying that. Who did they hurt?
Get ready for Oreo flavored Coca-Cola and Coke flavored Oreos.
Ooh.
You know, honestly, I'm kind of into it.
So Coca-Cola is teaming up with Nabisco for an Oreo flavored soda. And then in reverse, you're going to get the new Oreo that's going to be Coca-Cola flavored. It's going to have a refreshing Coca-Cola taste with hints inspired by Oreos. It's going to be like kind of like this, like a red and white cream.
A little spicy.
Yeah. This just in, owls don't make great ring bearers.
Keep moving. Scared of birds.
Are you scared of birds?
You didn't know that's like... I feel like, hi, I'm Hannah, I'm scared of birds. That's like
that's how you greet people?
A huge okay. thing about me is I'm terrified of birds.
Who are the most popular athletes?
You know, I'm going to skip on a sports story.
Yeah, all right, not a sports girl. Disney's lawyers claim you can't sue them for anything because you have Disney Plus.
What?
What?
Yes, so this is a crazy lawsuit. But apparently when you sign up for Disney Plus, it says that in the, like the final print. You can't sue us. So this guy's wife died to an allergic reaction after eating at Disney World's restaurant last year. So he's going to sue. He's like, hey,
right.
went to this restaurant,
right.
got something that she wasn't supposed to eat. She had an allergic reaction. They said in the lawsuit, Disney's like, yeah, but you signed up for Disney Plus back in 2019 and the fine print disputes that we can't resolve anything like that. So you're good.
What?
That's their Whoa. Argument.
Wow.
Disney's psycho.
Wow. Isn't that the
Disney has all these like hidden messages, hidden Mickeys, hidden yep. lawsuits.
The fine print says everything must be any dispute must be resolved in arbitration, and you can't sue us. So we have to resolve this outside of court. And sorry, dude, you signed up for Disney Plus.
Wow. I want to sue Disney just for saying that.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
37% of people say they will not return to a restaurant because of this.
I think people won't go back. I personally won't go back if they don't give you free refills on your drink. Like Ooh. If you order like a soda or something and they charge you per drink, I won't go back.
Only a free refill type of place, huh?
Only a refill, girly.
You want free refills on your alcoholic drink too or what?
No, that doesn't count.
Kevin?
Is inflation too broad of an answer?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Kev.
Well, I was going to say, because everything's so expensive, the cost of food is just too much. They won't go back because they can't afford it.
All right. You wanted to say I can't afford it?
I can't afford it.
It's not the right answer, okay. but okay.
I'm going to say portion size.
Portion Ooh. Size. Too small?
Too small.
All right. Sometimes
well, it kind of goes with what Kevin said. Too small, too pricey.
Okay. Sometimes, like, man, they give you, like, too big of portions. Like, I can't eat that place. I'm not that hungry.
I've never crazy. Gone to that restaurant.
That's why I split stuff with my wife. I mean, it's too big for me, man. Avi?
I'm going to say if you have to wait way too long for a table.
Ooh, waiting too long. Good answers, guys. Except for inflation guy over here.
Yeah, that was terrible.
If you want a hint, because I love you, I'll give you a hint. 37% of people say they'll not return to Russia because they are missing something. They don't have something. What is it? That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 37% of people said they will not return to a restaurant because of this.
All right. People on the text line are basically going down two different paths. One of them, which I don't really understand, is if the restaurant has napkins.
Oh, if they don't have napkins.
Yeah, if they don't give them to you, that's trouble.
My hint was they're missing something. They don't have something. So if they don't have napkins, they run out of napkins. I feel like that is a very, very close answer, actually.
Okay. Well, the second one, the second path people are going down a lot on the text line is if the restaurant doesn't have paper menus, if they have one of those QR scanner things, good answer too. Pissed.
Yep, missing it, like a menu. I feel like the napkins is much closer. The correct answer is soap.
Soap?
Yes. Huh? Like when you go to a restaurant and they run out of soap and you feel like they don't clean the bathrooms or not checking it on a regular basis. Does drive me crazy. You go to the bathroom, you're like, there's no soap? When's the last time you guys were in here? Like, why?
How many people haven't washed their hands?
Yeah, how many people haven't washed their hands? And then you start thinking about all that. Yes. 37 people say if you run out of soap, it means you're not on your game. Freaks them out. They're not coming back.
Mega Minds.
Kevin, I know that you are a little bit anxious about your son's first day of school because Kevin has talked about it on the Brett Maga Show in great detail about Jackson's struggle with some anxiety when he signed up for basketball and was part of a team. He had really struggled, and so you and even the sleepaway camp and stuff like that had been an issue for Jackson. So starting off a new school year brings in a lot of stress and pressure, I think, for most kids.
Right.
But it's something I know that you felt anxious about.
Yeah, not only a new school year, a new school and a high school. Even though Jackson's in eighth grade, you know, he's in the Jerseyville School District, and eighth grade is at the high school. So it was even more of this, you know, anxiety. And the really neat thing was, even though Jackson's not currently in therapy, his therapist reached out and said, hey, if you want to schedule a session to talk before school starts, that's great.
That's awesome.
Just to kind of, you know, get him to, you know, see if he's got any anxious issues or whatever. So I talked to Jackson. You want to do that? No, I'm good, Dad. Yeah, okay. We'll see how good you are. But the first day came. Was yesterday. And he got off the bus. I said, how was school? Pretty good. I said, okay, so one of the things that we kind of do now because of my sister-in-law, she always asks her daughter, what was your peach and what was your pit?
That's awesome. One of the things that I think is commonly asked for parents is like, what'd you do at school? And it's just so general for a kid. They're like, nothing. What did you learn?
Nothing.
Right.
You know? And so when you ask very specific questions, like for my son, I always ask, like, what is something that made you laugh? What is something that made you smile? What is something that made you sad? What is something that you, you know, frustrated? So I like, we use feeling words, but like same thing, like asking very specifics.
Yes.
So what kind of answer did you get?
So his peach was he had a lot of classes with several of his friends. He thought that was really, really good. Mm. And then he kind of also explained that he was able to find all the classes on time. The only one he had an issue with was math. He was a little late for that, but I he was like, you know, hey.
That's so hard. It's when you're trying to like learn your new schedule, they're like just, they usually don't like come tardies right away or whatever, because you got to find your like your path, man, in the hallways.
And they were really cool about
it's
that and all this
big.
Stuff. And he knew his locker combination.
So
that was even better.
That's
so
a big one.
He was excited about that. And I said, so, okay, so some good stuff. It sounds like things are going well then. So what was your pit? He goes, Dad, I felt alone. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you feel alone? He goes, this is the first year that I'm at a school where, you know, his cousin Reese isn't with him, where
they're
his sister's already gone. And I think it's that also that loneliness of being in a larger school, being the, you know, small fry, the little guy on the, you know, totem pole, to where it's eighth grade, you know, we're kind of secluded also from the rest of the high school. And I was like, so what can we do about this loneliness? He was like, oh, like, well, come on, you know, let's work on some ideas. And I'm like, you got friends in a lot of your classes. He goes, yeah. And I've got so-and-so in this class, so-and-so in this class. Oh, I forgot so-and-so's in this class too. Well, then talk to those guys, talk to those girls, and don't feel so alone. You've got friendships and opportunities. Plus, he started his, you know, new band there at the high school. And I'm like, there's other opportunities there. You're a saxophone player, you know, work with Sam, who plays trumpet, work with Maddie, who's also on the violin, you know, kind of get your, build your friend base so you don't feel so alone.
Just reminding you that you do have that base. Unless you just forget it and you have that lonely feeling because some of those core people, like his cousin and his sister, are gone. But just reminding those other friends are still there. Like, oh yeah, they are still here, but sometimes you just need that reminder from dad.
Right, yeah. So from he was pretty happy about that, and he felt a little bit better, and I could tell his anxiety was kind of going down. So, you know, as we go into the second day and the third day, I'm hoping that it's more and more peaches and less pits.
Sure.
And that eighth grade is a successful year for him.
You know what's definitely a peach, though, his hair. His hair is looking good.
Oh yeah. He's got that flow going.
He's been growing out his hair, and dad hates it, but it looks good. Man, I like it. You know, way or whatever, because you got to find your like your path, man, in the hallways.
And they were really cool about
it's
that and all this
big.
Stuff. And he knew his locker combination.
So
that was even better.
That's
so
a big
like,
one.
He was excited about that. And I said, so, okay, so some good stuff. It sounds like things are going well then. So what was your pit? He goes, dad, I felt alone. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you feel alone? He goes, this is the first year that I'm at a school where, you know, his cousin Reese isn't with him, where
they're
his sister's
tight.
Already gone. And I think it's that also that loneliness of being in a larger school, being the, you know, small fry, the little guy on the, you know, totem pole to where it's eighth grade. You know, we're kind of secluded also from the rest of the high school. And I was like, so what can we do about this loneliness? He was like, oh, like, well, come on, you know, let's work on some ideas. And I'm like, you got friends in a lot of your classes. He goes, yeah. And I've got so-and-so in this class, so-and-so in this class. Oh, I forgot so-and-so's in this class too. Well, then talk to those guys, talk to those girls and don't feel so alone. You've got friendships and opportunities. Plus he started his, you know, new band there at the high school. And I'm like, there's other opportunities there. You're a saxophone player, you know, work with Sam who plays trumpet, work with Maddie who's also on the violin, you know, kind of get your, build your friend base so you don't feel so alone.
Just reminding you that you do have that base. Unless you just forget it and you have that lonely feeling because some of those core people like his cousin and his sister are gone, but just reminding those other friends are still there. Like, oh yeah, they are still here, but sometimes you just need that reminder from dad.
Right, yeah. So from he was pretty happy about that, and he felt a little bit better, and I could tell his anxiety was kind of going down. So, you know, as we go into the second day and the third day, I'm hoping that it's more and more peaches and less pits.
Sure.
And that eighth grade is a successful year for him.
You know what's definitely a peach, though, his hair. His hair is looking good.
Oh yeah. He's got that flow going.
He's been growing out his hair, and dad hates it, but it looks good, man. I like it. You don't like it.
I got to post a picture, if that's okay, on our Brett Mega Show Instagram of Jackson's first day.
And give it a heart. If you like it, give it a heart so Kevin can see all the hearts that he's
look,
getting.
Look, I'm a high and tight guy myself, kind of militaristic, and it's like, come on.
He's definitely going through that like junior high shaggy hair, and Kevin's always like, man, look at that hair. We're all like, look at that hair.
Hippie.
Go and see it on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, if you want to see it and show some support. We're going a little hearted so he can know that everyone's out there. And then he'll feel a lot less lonely too if you go and hearted on our Instagram. And I think that'll really help Jackson. Speaking of anxiety, do teachers feel anxiety on the first day of school? We're going to talk about it after Jelly Roll. We're going to ask a question that I feel like never gets asked. Teachers, how are you doing? Are you nervous about the first day of school? 314-531-9898. I'm genuinely curious because I know though there's a lot of teachers who listen to us on their way into school. We appreciate you guys. You guys are underpaid and underappreciated. We talk about it all the time about the role and responsibility you have. And I know that some of them are just starting to arrive to school or probably even just like almost just got to school. If you can give us a call, I am genuinely curious what it feels like to be a teacher on the first day of school. We talk a lot about, and we were just talking about Kevin's son, Jackson, dealing with his anxiety on the first day of school. And we always ask our kids, how are you doing? The kids are so nervous. Do teachers get nervous? I always feel like teachers don't get nervous. Like they just got it all
all
together.
Yeah, that's what you picture in your
head.
Like,
they're in charge. And Kevin, your wife's been a teacher her whole life. Her whole life, your entire family are teachers. Does she get nervous?
Yes, yes. In
really?
Fact, you know, I'm just addressing an email we got because somebody said, please stop talking about your son's anxiety on the radio. But we talk about that anxiety because it normalizes it. We all go through those anxious feelings. And as a former teacher, I can remember dreading the start of school because you worry about the lesson plans, you worry about the students, you worry about how this year is going to be different than last year, and you want to make sure that you set the tone when you start. Because like as a former teacher, I remember you can always make things easier, but if you try to ramp things up and make them harder when you, you know, like if you start easy, you get walked on. So you're kind of trying to make that balance when you start. But
it sets the rules.
Set your boundaries.
Set your boundaries right off the bat. Yeah.
And you've kind of been in vacation mode for a little over that summer, you know. And I know that summers keep getting shorter and shorter for teachers, but you've been kind of away from the classroom. So yeah, it is a little nerve wracking to start school again.
Alex, fiance as a teacher.
Yeah, and Annie's actually starting at a new school this year, so she's
like double
at the Ledoux Fifth Grade Center now. And so
was she anxious?
She is anxious because it's like, well, now you got to meet new team members, but also especially when you're switching schools, the lessons plans are all changing. There's different criteria for how different schools operate, and new teacher training. It definitely is like basically like she's going to her first day of school and kind of starting from scratch. But it's definitely, she called me yesterday when Annie was in the classroom kind of getting the room ready for the year, and she's like, I don't even know where to start. Like, I don't even know where to begin with the classroom. Like, there's so many different things that you could do, but it's like you don't know the expectation because you've also never experienced, especially when you're at the new school.
I have a girlfriend who's about to do her first year of teaching in the Parkway School District this year, and she feels like she's going to be a kindergarten teacher, and she's like, you know, my students are being like worried about being like the lowest on the totem pole, being the small fry, but she's like, but I'm the small fry too, because I'm the brand new teacher this year.
Really?
And everybody else, you know, has like years of experience and they have their friends already. So she's nervous to like, you know, walk into this setting. And it's just so crazy because, like, I know me as a student, I never thought at all about the teachers being nervous.
I just saw that as like just glowing. Like, just, yes. Like, they would just walk in and they had everything together. So let's pull back the curtain here for a second. If you're a teacher right now, give us a call and we're going to ask the question. I feel like nobody ever asks you, how you doing? What are you nervous about? Are you excited for the school year? Are you nervous for the school year? What makes you nervous as a teacher? Because I think we just always assume that you weren't. 314-531-9898. Let's have a conversation with our teacher friends on Y98 St. Louis. We got a dinner on us and then tickets, your chance to qualify for tickets to Hamilton coming up in just under 7 minutes now on the Brett Mega Show while we're commercial free. We're asking a question that I feel like nobody ever asks. And I don't, maybe it's because we just assumed y'all were good. But teachers, how you doing? You doing okay? 314-531-9898. We're going to check in on you because I just assumed when I was a kid, we were talking about Kevin's son on his first day of school and Kevin being nervous that he is someone who's dealt with anxiety. And so the first day of school, big changes, big anxiety for most kids. We're always worried about our kids. Parents, pick up, drop off, parents dealing with the stress. But I feel like we never check in on the teacher. So I'm generally curious how teachers do it. Megan, you actually teach at Kevin's kids' school.
Oh, hey. Wow.
And taught Kevin's daughter.
Oh, hey.
Yes, hey. Yeah, absolutely. I had Kennedy, and this is actually my 24th year teaching, but wow. I've only been at that district for 5 years. So, yeah, absolutely. We do. It's something where even no matter how long you've been doing it, you start to get that anxiety. Well, we call it the teacher dreams.
Yeah, tell me about the teacher's dream. Yeah, what is the teacher's dream?
You start having dreams like way before school starts about school. And I don't know if everyone does. I know my father was, he was a teacher, he was a principal, and he had them, you know, it was a thing. And he's retired and he's in his 70s and he still dreams about school.
Whoa.
Really?
Wow.
Like parents are after him.
Chasing him with like pitchforks. No, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I didn't even know a teacher's dream. That's a term I just learned, and I think all of us just learned. And it makes it feel different. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I see you guys different.
I know.
When I'm dropping off my kid, knowing that you're getting like teacher dreams. Like, it's just a different vibe.
It personalizes you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, like, you just, and I, maybe not everyone, but I do know that some people do. You just dream that you're like not ready, or that you can't make it somewhere on time, or that you don't have something ready, or you know what I mean?
Well, that comes from, we can just tell, we can hear it in your voice, and it makes sense that you're having these dreams because you care and you love about your job so much. So those kids are so lucky to have you as a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And I was just going to say that that's actually funny that Kevin was talking about that, because that's one of our initiatives this year, is to really make the eighth graders feel more welcome at the high school and to feel more like they're a part of it. And, you know, for me, like, I'm a little different. I'm the art teacher, and we have a really, I have a different relationship with the kids in terms of, we do a lot of talking about, you know, social, emotional growth and just great things like that. And so, you know, if your son ever, it just feels like he needs somewhere to go and hang out and just, you know, talk, or doesn't feel comfortable, he's more than welcome to come to my room.
What a cool call.
Well, thank you so much, Megan. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
What a cool moment.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. There's so many teachers on hold. Stay on hold for a second, guys, because there's some teachers that have different experiences, and somebody has described like a party in their head, but nobody being there. I want to hear more about that. Let's play Sabrina Carpenter. We'll take more calls on this. If you're a teacher, how you doing? What's your vibe like? 314-531-9898. This is so interesting. One thing is for sure is the Brett Mega Show just loves teachers. We do. We appreciate you guys. And when I feel like we're asking a question that just never gets asked, teachers, how are you doing? Are you nervous on the first day of school? And so far, I feel like some of these answers have been fascinating. It's so interesting, because growing up, and even still as an adult, I have a kid who goes to school. I just felt like teachers got it all together. Like, I'm dropping my kid off. You got it together. You're not nervous. My kid's nervous. I'm nervous about my kid. 314-531-9898. How do you feel about school? I thought this was such an interesting answer. Rachel, you're a second year teacher, and you said you feel like you're at a party, but nobody's there. What does that mean?
So kind of like the preparation, like before school. So like, we have all summer off, but like, every teacher's thinking about, you know, their classroom and their new, like, set of kids the entire summer.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, because you don't get your class list until, like, end of June, like, mid-July, kind of.
So you're
kind of
like, who's going to be on my team here?
Right.
Who are we drafting?
For the roster.
That's exactly how it is. And it's like, okay. And then you don't know, like, okay, do I have five behavior kids? Do I have, how many IEPs do I have in my room? So you're thinking about all that stuff, and then you have to set up your room, and you do that by yourself, unless you have people that you want to help you, but I don't really like help.
Well, next year, come and ask us. If any teachers out there listening, and I didn't know this was a thing, guys, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm stupid, and Annie just said that she got to set up a room. She didn't know anything. We'll come and help you.
Oh,
you got us to hang up stuff?
Yeah, it's tough.
We'll carry stuff. Kevin's buff.
Yeah.
Kevin will carry anything you need.
And it's been a long time since I set a classroom up, so I'm ready to do it again.
Yeah, you just boss us around. If any teacher needs
help. Set up your bulletin board.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing. We got you next year, okay, Rachel?
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Katie, you described this a little bit different, though, that you felt like this is your favorite day of the year, huh?
Oh, wow.
It is. So I'm a special ed teacher. I've been in it for 25 years, but this is my 17th year of teaching. And my daughter coined a term, nerve-sighted. So you're like nervous but excited for it.
I
use it all the time, because it's just fun seeing new kids. They're excited about being back. So you just have to feed off that energy to get through the year, for real, to be honest.
I can hear in your voice, like, you just got this. You are.
I can't wait. Like, I've been in trainings for 2 weeks, and I just want these kids back on Monday. I can't wait. It's the best. And you guys make it fun. Like, I was telling, I think, an Instagram message, like, all summer I haven't listened to the morning show because you can sleep in. And so now I'm excited to hear Hannah get beat.
Well, Katie, we always appreciate
radio Katie's family back.
Katie's Noah's mom. You're Noah's mom, right, Katie?
No, my name's Katie, but I am Noah's mom. You can call me that.
I'm Katie, also known as Noah's mom. Noah was part of some of the stuff we've done with Make-A-Wish, and we went and played hockey together, and Noah beat me in hockey. I'm a little bitter about it.
Still waiting for that rematch. Yeah, basketball rematch.
And I'm supposed to go over to their house and play some basketball, and I haven't gone because I've been practicing. I'm just getting ready for that moment, because I'm going to smoke them. Thank you so much for always being part of our listener family. It means a lot. Kelly, you're someone who has 28 years experience teaching. Do you still get nervous, or you're just like, I got this, I'm a veteran?
Oh, here. Am I on now?
Yep, you're on now, Kelly.
No, it's still the anxiety, and once you get a break in your day-to-day routine and then you have to go back to do something, it's massive anxiety and, oh, do I have to do this again?
Wow. 28 years. You could hear like you're almost like hearing some of the excitement, but you could hear your anxiousness in your voice.
Oh, yeah, and I'm driving in right now for my meeting of a week, and I'm late.
Oh, that's okay.
It's okay.
Hannah was late today, too, by the way. So that's cool.
Yes, we're in it together.
and then I fall asleep in meetings because, you know, I'm 50 now.
Well, so. Look, 28 years, I never knew my teachers were ever nervous. So you guys do a great job of covering it up and doing your thing, and we appreciate you.
I haven't even looked at what I'm supposed to be teaching on the first day yet.
You want us to do it? You want us to take it over? We'll do the lesson.
Call us in. We'll do a lesson.
Yeah. Right. These are things we're going to cover, guys.
And then you'll be like, you know, I only taught for 28 years, and they had to let me go.
We appreciate you so much.
I don't think anyone's letting anyone go if you've been there for 28 years.
Yeah, well, but give us one day in the classroom. Right? They might be like, who brought these idiots in? Thank you so much for calling.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Part of the reason I was late today was because I was doing this hashtag and I had to do so much research. Hollywood and us on the Brett Mega Show are all up in arms about the Blake Lively and having her feud with Justin Baldoni, her director and her co-star for the movie It Ends With Us. So red flags started being raised when all of a sudden people realized Justin Baldoni wasn't at any of the press releases except for the New York premiere. He wasn't taking pictures with anybody. And every
walked
single...
by himself.
Right.
The rest of the cast, very isolated.
And every single person involved in this film had unfollowed him on Instagram. So people were like,
okay. Serious. You get unfollowed on Instagram.
Yeah, people are like, what the hell's going on? So I think that this all started with, it was just like a power struggle. Blake Lively only agreed to do this film if she could be a producer. So she wanted her hands in it. She wanted some power. But Justin had the rights to this film and all that. So they had a little power struggle and they had creative differences so much that Blake Lively ended up making an entire different cut of the movie and wanted to redo the entire thing. But it didn't work out too well. It scored terribly. It wasn't it. So she's mad. Blake's mad, Justin's mad, and they reportedly just did not get along for the rest of the film. More and more stories are coming out every single day about things that happened on set of the film that, like, paints Blake in a bad light, paints Justin in a bad light. It's just an ugly mess. My side, and I personally think me and AB are on the same side, thinking that Blake Lively is more in the wrong. So if you don't know anything about this film or this book, It Ends With Us, it's based around domestic violence. It's a really heavy, important message. And Blake Lively, when she's been doing interviews and stuff about this movie, she's not focusing on the domestic violence part at all. She's like, oh, tonight I'm wearing Versace and florals.
She's been passive aggressive about comments made about him and how the film came out and her thoughts.
But she's not really diving in. And Justin is very mad because he's like, okay, we need to focus on the point of this movie, which is domestic violence. Like, what we need to stop doing all this other press and stuff. So it's really, really bad. Justin's had to hire a PR crisis firm this week because people are like canceling him, thinking he's a terrible person. And really, it's a mixed bag because Blake Lively also just got like voted as like the worst Hollywood person to work with. So people don't know like who's more in the wrong here, who messed up,
the thing
what
is,
side to be on.
Justin bought the rights to this movie in 2019. Like, this is his movie. He is the director. You have to let him direct. Like, Blake is using her stardom and her husband's stardom to take control and overpower a movie that isn't hers. You have to know your place.
So, yes and no. So, like, I do think when you're the star of the film, this is a constant argument in Hollywood. They are passionate about their character. Mm-hmm. They're passionate about the film that they're putting forward. They're passionate about the art that they're being part of. And I think Blake should have a voice and should have a big voice in that room. At the end of the day, the director should have the final say. Like,
yeah.
I've heard you. And so this seems like both of them were not listening to each other, mm-hmm. heard each other. I feel like it does read both of them really struggled working together. I'm surprised it did as well as it did in the opening weekend, because we see this happen all the time. And when it usually happens, the films flop.
Yep.
But it's actually performing pretty well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually, it did like $50-60 million in the opening weekend. I am shocked, because usually you can see it in the movie.
Performance.
Yeah, yeah, in the movie. You're like, these people just did not get along.
Yeah.
But it's actually performing really well.
I honestly do think, though, like you said, it's the power of, truthfully, Blake Lively. Like, she is the name, I think, that people recognize in the movie, though.
Well, now I'm seeing it as a bad part. Like, I'm seeing Blake Lively, and I'm being like, okay, she does have this power, and maybe she does really care about her character in this film, but she's really not talking about it on the red carpet. She's basically just talking about herself, which I think is a really bad look.
It goes to show you, though, that no press is bad press, because this buzz is creating and the movie is still performing really well, which is insane.
Yeah, this has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Demi Lovato recently opened up about some remorse and regret she's been holding on to for years, and that she wasn't good to people when she was a child star, and she's really, really sorry about that. She says, it's easy to excuse that behavior because I was so young and in so much pain, but I'm really remorseful, and that's guilt that stays with you forever. So we obviously know, like, Demi Lovato has been through it. She went through a huge drug addiction. She's been slammed socially. She's been canceled. But now she's in just a way better place, saying, I think part of me always thought that if I made it in the industry that I would get the love from my birth dad that I didn't have. But now that I've dealt with those daddy issues, I don't need the industry as much as I once did, and I'm proud of myself for getting here. So that was her just sharing, like, some of the mental and personal growth that she had to have to just be in a better place, and looking back on her journey, it's been rough and it's been hard, but she's like reflecting all the way back from the very, very beginning on how she treated people when she was a child star being so young, and she just feels really, really bad for that. Demi also has a new documentary coming out that she directed herself. It's going to be called Child Star. It's going to be released on Hulu in September, on September 17th. And she hopes to not just share her own story of being a child star, but to also speak out for, like, the rest of the childhood stars that have gone through some of the things she did, like getting so much fame at such a young age and navigating that, like, hard journey.
I hope it's not just like when she was a child star, because I love everything Demi Lovato that comes out of her mouth. She has been a huge advocate for mental health. Everything she says about battling addiction and battling eating disorders always made so much sense to me. And even everything she said in this press release makes so much sense to me. I've met her 3 times. I've interviewed her 3 times. Every single time she was mean to me. Seriously, she was a jerk to me every single time. And she wasn't a child star. She was pretty much a grown woman when I interviewed her. And she was everything that she described. So maybe you do self-reflection, you meaning that version of herself. Yeah. She feels like she was still a kid then. Fine. And I hope she is a different version. But every time I'm like, I love Demi. I'm so excited because I love mental health and I love everything she stands for. And then she's a jerk. And now it's like she's admitting that she was a jerk. Great. I just hope that it actually comes with change.
I'm sure that reflection will eventually come. I think she probably just is trying to start at the root of the problem. But
I'm sure I'm on the list of people she's going to apologize to.
Right. You'll have to watch the Hulu documentary and see if Brett Meg is mentioned in that. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, everyone, come on down to the Brett Meg Show. School Supply, Price is Right. Okay, we are going to hand out backpacks full of school supplies and Miller Furniture on Saturday, August 24th, because we know school supplies are outrageous, right? So we're trying to do our part to help you out. We know mom and dad are stressful, and I hate the fact that some kids just don't have the tools they need to be successful. So we're going to try to make our difference, and we're going to hand out school supplies first come, first serve basis, August 24th, 9:30. Just get out there early. Get your kids the backpacks. They're really cool backpacks. We're going to have some school supplies in there and get you started for the school year. I know a lot of kids are getting back to school. Your kid went to back to school yesterday, Kev. I just hate to think that some kids, like, yeah, Mom, I'm still using last year's backpack. It's broken. It's got duct tape on it because that's the fix-all of everything.
Or they have to go to the office, and sadly, the office doesn't have all the supplies either, and they run out.
Yeah, so come on out. Miller Furniture in Fairview Heights, 9:30 on Saturday. To prove just how expensive it is, we're going to play, you know, school supply Price is Right. All right, so this is what we're going to do, guys. Over, under. So you guys can either say over, under for the first couple of rounds here.
All right.
I got five-star notebooks, like the real fancy ones. You know when you got the five-star?
The bougie ones.
Yeah, the bougie notebooks. Or 200 colored pencils.
What are we guessing which one's more?
Which one is more? The five-star notebooks or 200 colored pencils?
Oh, the notebooks for sure.
Notebooks?
Notebooks are over.
I think the pencils. I think the colored pencils. Yeah. I think colored pencils are expensive.
I'm going notebooks too.
Notebooks is correct.
Hey, girls for the win.
$35 for five notebooks.
Holy cow. Geez.
Two packs of colored pencils, $30 though, okay, guys. Okay. So very close.
I almost cussed on the radio.
Wow. All right. How about this? 12 Elmer glue sticks, by the way, that is on the school supply list. They need 12 Elmer glue sticks.
12?
Yep. Versus two packs of skinny dry erasers. Pretty big difference in price here. 12 Elmer glue sticks versus two packs of skinny dry erasers.
I think the dry erasers.
I'm going dry erasers too.
I think it's the glue.
I think it's the glue too.
12 is a lot.
It is a lot. 12 Elmer glue sticks will run you $28.
Whoa.
Two packs of skinny dry erasers will run you $40.
Yeah. All right, I'm 2 for 2.
2 for 2. All right. Sony Cord headphones, get some new headphones for your kids, or four packs of index cards.
I'm going headphones. That's tech.
Yeah, the headphones.
I'm going to say the note cards because I've been wrong, and I think it's going to be like, you can get headphones anywhere these
days. Yeah, you can for like $10. Yeah.
I got to say headphones.
Headphones are more expensive.
Yeah. All right.
Three for three.
All right, this is for all the marbles, though, guys. So everyone write down your answer this time. Get out a piece of paper, write down your answer. And it's the closest without going over. North Face Rotor Backpack. We're going to be handing out backpacks at Miller Furniture on Saturday, August 24th. Hey. How much do you think a backpack costs? One of those cool ones? Closest without going over with your backpack. What do you think the retail price of a backpack is nowadays? I'll go to Kevin first.
I said $115.
Wow, $115, AB.
I said $110.
$110.
I was really focused on not going over. I did $87.
I did $78.
No one was even close. It is even more money than the highest bid.
Shut up.
To the showcase. Yeah, Kevin wins the showcase showdown.
No, this is not a celebration. How much was that?
$159.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
For a North Face rotor backpack thing.
One thing better come with somebody to take your tests for
you. Yes, it comes with a Sherpa.
$159.
This makes me sick.
Goes to show you how awesome these backpacks are that we're going to be hooking people up with. Because backpacks are expensive. School supplies are expensive. We'll see you out at Miller Furniture if you missed that announcement. 9:30 when the doors open. Get out there early. We're going to have about backpacks full of school supplies at the Fairview Heights Miller Furniture.